Odaya no na ye fenu His Excellency Dr. Alhaji Mahmud Bawumia ne personal record a oni President Akufo-Addo ediegu apono so in the last 8 years. And if I'm talking about record, we know what the MPP has done in government. Then we talk about campaign policy. A DN Yenja Sofan to Abama Dr. Mahmud Bawumia. Then we put the personality of Dr. Bawumia on the table. His personal integrity. Former governor of the Bank of Ghana, deputy. Mm-hmm. 8 years as flag bearer, running mate, and 8 years as vice president. Ni integrity. Ye di sin senienia etisen. For me, we hung common yibidi. Translating into the success story of the government. Obi, I am yet to see a banya in the history of Ghana. What constructive road echen MPP. Obi, na ekwen bi da Michelle Kampa, a lady from Temamotowe runabout, a lady from Temamotowe runabout, Edi Kofa Ashama runabout, Edi Kofa military barracks, yeah. Michelle Kampa. Yeah. Na twaso ko Akosombo. In the year 1995, ahona na menene papate, because school of Michelle Kampa. Na ekwan no ye de ma contractor bi efa no ways and freight tag 1995 contractor ni bubu adan gu ye left and right omo be ye 3 lanes 1995 the road was never constructed today me no ka say na no ya Mr. President and the Minister for Roads ako commission the second phase of the motorway roundabout e se ne kotema no ye pai for benkum no ye ye no 3 lane e de akosi akosombo eko straighter aflawo a coin of co a flower, a twasukuhu, a linky to Togo. Yeah, yeah. George Walker Bush Highway, a connected from Fiesta Royal, Eddie Kokusi Achimota, President Kofo, a yeah, yeah. President Akufo-Addo under MPP government has taken it up 35 kilometer stretch of road from Ofanko Barrier straight to hit the Nsawum total filling station. And from there, dual carriage, a Kwakusi Apidua Junction, MPP, yeah. And when you take it from there, from Bunsu. Benkum Suho, Kibi Janssen, dual carriage ni Namho. Ah, yeyi lanes, na to wa. The dual carriage that has been on paper, me free kwa, le biya menam kwa kwain so, kumase kwain so, I know how that road is. The MPP is expanding it. And if you look at from Abeka, Ediko Si, all the way to Kasua, from Kasua to Central Region, MPP is doing it. This government is connecting the city to every major part of the country. Sports, we inherited about 3 AstroTurf, and then there are over 150 of them. Health, we inherited some 102 hospitals. Seminoka say, say, abay di sine ni so say, may 111 hospitals spread all over the country. Not today, abay no 10 abekone wye ye, ya commission close to 67 out of 111. I am yet to see a government in the history of this country at a go. 1D1F Nyambaye. Obi, my main camera Hussein Bincho, because school of Ghana National College from 1996, 97, and I'm really 99. O platform you saw, mean tonight and intro. I've toured the country for a while with the vice president and the flag bearer of our party. Obi, if a man is interested in investing in your education, Uhuna. Danasi. I'm talking about free SHS. Obi. We call Ghana National College in 1997. Mabusi mumranti ni nyine ni mwuma. Ti mechiriba, me papa de neko mfantepem. Di otosu miyenu, ya de neko St. Peter's. Minu ya peni pa, ya de neko GSTS in Takrade. Eti me me wo secondary school no. A son said, now you tear school fees in tea. Now our parents were interested in educating everybody in tea. No, near Dawson, Papa was 15. I was so do Biako school, and secondary school was expensive. It we were doing rationing of opportunities. Whilst I was in secondary school, you jam me quite me free tema. Edu Cape Coast Ghana National College, I met in a classroom after 1 month. A car cram you do me terms no. Ye be saki school fees na ya boom meeting na ya pamomi. I was sacked school fees in Ghana National College from 1997 to 1999, every academic year. I have colleagues, I mean, you're in Ghana National College. As someone making so be here. Yeah, pamu mi school fees every year. Emma mi befie, ma wo for ya homboa, no muja mi kwanya. Me kono ni yesu ya die gumechi na watri mi enu. I had classmates, ye pamu wa mubaku mi enu bia. They could not return to the secondary school again and they dropped out of school because secondary school fees was quite expensive. Enti se wa wo for no, mo dosu kakra dia, sebi, ne bi omu kumubu. I had colleagues who dropped out of secondary school because their parents could not pay, but the desire to go to school was there. Nyame ye madom, ma wo fo ye na fa fa ni achiwa chiwa, bitimi wi Ghana National College. Obi, ena me nya admission into Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. Obi, today, if there is a government policy, that is making education at the secondary school level free of charge. You think this is a government? Was here to nasi? Obi, I have traveled all over the country, 276 constituencies, over 36,000 polling stations. Every single family has had nipa bakwa where secondary school are buying a manikoni free. Ghana Publishing Company Limited. My chief accountant, Neti, hey, every BBC about you, every not on plantain chips. My friend, in him, na mibisa ni say, you are not a sign or so, you are talk a cra. Nam soon you jumafo frau beye. No say, I. Nam so work with school kakra. Or see me re free SHS. Eti metimia call. School kakra. Obi. Semi no kasei. Nana ufu ni bi. She took advantage of free senior high school. We graduated from university. And the Oye Juma Ghana Publishing Company Limited.
Wow.
You know why?
Wow.
No matter how poor your parents are, if you are able to cross secondary school, it sets a better platform and pedestal for you to pursue career. Obi, we and the personality Nan Kagana Publishing, Obey Gazette, now Obey Shisha, after 3 years, but today we have built our own back end system, Oye Gazette, and now we'll process it for you electronically. The gentleman and IT department of Ghana Publishing are building a software platform.
Okay.
Ah, and so Obey Gazette, just go onto your phone and pick www.ghanapublishing.com. Affidavit now, what could swear were high court? I would be best son would deem from Miss to Mrs.
Yes,
change in date of birth, okay, passport. Sir, affidavit no upload it onto the system.
Okay,
who upload you onto the system? We are it will lead you to payment platform. Choose Mumu now and now choose
card,
debit card or Visa card. Then you pay electronically in a matter of 2 minutes. Then it generates an OTP one time password. Then you key it in, and if you opt for premium Gazette, 5 working days Gazette and Anki, you know, 7 weeks. Our Ghana Publishing, no, 5 working days electronically, an email is sent to you. Your Gazette is ready. I'm telling you, the man Dr. Mahmoud Baumia will be on in Ananti and taking inspiration from him. You will understand the expression, it is possible.
Very well, David Asante, any attending can remember director of finance or said David Kaina were running through. I've been wondering, oh, Kasen, you know, say, mu take you over in 2017, no, was because I'm under the Ministry of Information, and it was there this specific budget say, okay, you have CEO for a bear ke boomy, yama must have money go and turn around the company. That mobile two baby, sir.
All right, Obi Ghana Publishing. And take you one pessoa in Free State Hall.
Oh,
everything we do, you enjoy one pessoa. In fact, during COVID time, Kwanani Oma is so difficult. And now the states are supporting some agencies, supporting to a minimum salaries. And man, Ghana Publishing depend on our own IGF,
even for salaries,
everything that we did. The innovation improvement, who Ghana Publishing, who Chama, who say, oh, yeah, development, anyways, and Obi. Everything has been done with IGF.
Oh.
We have never borrowed.
In equipment and now MD cars and what to turn no IGF.
Yeah, the IGF net was alone. No. As a finance, but the only thing, I had is okay, let's just get some backup. Yes. In case of emergency.
Yes.
So we had some overdraft.
Okay.
Running.
Okay.
But that one, as and when it becomes necessary.
No more.
But say we're going to buy this project, we're going to pursue this project, we want to buy this machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a young quadji loan. Nah, young fan kotos our machine. No. Ebi.
Oh. Ebi. Wow.
And I buy my one CD. I'm emphasizing that one person. One.
Mm.
Obi, 2018, when David Asante, I catch him, so, Sammy, Brabe joining the engineer, you know. I went to Ghana Publishing website, said Mikwako, read about it. What I found there, say Ghana Publishing news item was that when a man ends, almost struggle to pay their workers.
Almost salaries.
That's a story I found at the website.
Okay.
So when I even met the management for interview and I told them that what you have on your website cannot really attract any talent.
Yeah.
Open the any good talent be as join company where you are. It cannot.
Company,
I'll be thinking how my salary is going to come and all that. It's not so. But you see, leadership is a course. All other things are effect. Leadership is a course. All other things are effect. And a cardinal skill of a leader to be able to identify talent. It takes a lot as a leader to identify talent and then know where to place them. At what given point in time, in every situation. So when he talks about Dr. Bamiyan, the president, say yeah, you know, Majumana David Asante here, 2016. Now we are now, so David, I want you to go to Ghana Publishing to go and work there. Most people thought that he was being punished.
How are they hurting into?
Now we're Juma Brandt here in the street is so near police for bomb my Bruno here the Ben Debe. Nah, president, yeah, by now. The agents will rebel, whom I say, yeah. It's a baby and father, David and deputy minister, Kakrebi Crank, Obedi Krasanka, Obedi Media Chene Re. Yes, a Kogana Publishing institution and the website, you could read the first story and say, Bosmus one, we struggle to pay salaries.
Mm.
But we took the challenge. Took up the challenge. Like you said, financial statement was like 5 years backwards. I mean, 5 years has not been done, so not audited. Obi, as he said, as of now, your financial statement, and not just we just audited, but we are on time now.
Yeah.
So some figures I want to give you. Hey, figures are, Obi, they are in our audited financial statement.
Okay.
Audited financial statement. And yet, say, your cookie BB.
Yeah.
2016, not total revenue of the company, annual revenue, $9.7 million.
$9.7 million Ghana cedis.
Annual revenue.
In 2016.
For the company.
Okay.
Now, 2013, because we are
2023.
Okay. 2023, sorry. Yes. 2023, because we are not audited 2024.
Sure.
I don't want to talk about that one. But audited one, we are doing 47 million Ghana cedis annually.
Oh, wow.
From 9 million to 47 million.
Wow, that's massive. That's massive. And we're from revenue from a new man.
Nothing from the state, nothing from the government.
Wow, that's massive.
Nothing from the government.
That's really massive. I mean, 47 million.
Yes.
Wow.
From 9 million.
Wow.
Obi, the profitability. 2016, the company was making a loss of 2.6 million. That was the loss the company made.
Boka.
Company was struggling.
Mm.
Audited financial 2023, 4.7 million.
Profit. Wow.
Profit.
Wow.
Total assets of the company as of 2016 was 6.6 million Ghana cedis.
More assets in
now. Assets completely no. Now, in fact, when the open up record dino said, I see, no my like value background. It also,
yeah,
as simple renovation, yen yaha, yen toha, yen yaha, yen yaha, and how we do it. Sometimes, oh, now MD will come with some inspiration. We're going to do this.
Mm.
After, we don't have money to do as no, we're going to do it. And then we'll come out the budget for the thing. Okay, yenya we yenya kakra ni aye, yenya we yenya kakra ni aye. People can say Jack. Then last year, ASL came around that they want they are revaluing the company's
assets.
Our total assets now stands at 107 million Ghana cedis.
Really?
From 6.6 million.
AESL, the state ASL. Owned yeah, the architecture state owned and engineering yes. services yeah. limited.
Over 100 million now.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
We have moved from 6.6 million total assets. And to give you the exact figure, 104,482,428 Ghana
cedis. Wow, that's really massive. That's really massive. That's really massive. I mean,
over seven-year period.
Yeah. That's massive. That's a good one.
And
why are they?
And well. Talk about the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
The staff about 160 staff. Now we are talking almost 250 staff at Ghana Publishing Company Limited.
Mm.
Highly skilled than we came to meet.